Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
Hi, we are back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on tonight?
That's great to begin the new year with this Christmas, because we have so many more guys we can mention because of the new nominees for the Peyton Award. But I was doing a little research this week and came across, well, we know, you and I have shared things about what some of the Detroit Lions have done in the community. We saw a video this past week of Matthew Stafford and his wife going into a family of a few boys who lost their father. It was incredible. Of just watching that, it just brings tears to your eyes to see what a guy like Matthew Stafford is. And he's been honored on the show before. But we're going to talk about their outside linebacker, Devon Kennard, this week. This is a guy that started his career in New York, Chris. I remember him with the Giants and played a couple years now in Detroit. But he's taken his charitable efforts here. He's done a lot of things with there's something called the Midnight Golf Program. And through that in Detroit, he's come up with his own Devon Kennard Scholarship Fund. And it works with all underprivileged kids, Chris. And he does a lot. This is a guy that will actually come out of practice days and actually just help kids with their homework. You know, and he actually, one of the scholarships he gives, he personally read every single essay that was forwarded to him out of 50 applicants. And he actually chose a couple of scholarship recipients himself. But again, this goes back to his days with the New City Kids. This was based in New Jersey City when he was with the Giants. How he helps kids with homework, and this goes back all the way when he was a player at USC. Chris, he graduated in 4 years, both undergrad and master's degree in 4 years. And back then is when he really got into helping kids. He had a dozen of his teammates while they were at USC. They traveled to Haiti to build homes for underprivileged kids. This is when he was at USC. So now he gets drafted. Obviously, he takes that charitable just demeanor all the way to the NFL. He's been a player representative. He's just so highly respected. So whether it was in New York or Detroit, he's been a constant with this, and it's that's why he's the Lions nominee this year for the Peyton Award. So we got to salute him, Devon Kennard, linebacker for the Lions.
Wow. What a great story, Bob, and so many great things that he is doing. So kudos to you for that spotlight. I'm putting mine on Patriots defensive end Chase Winovich. And Bob, Chase did something that we talked about in this segment a few weeks ago with respect to 49ers defensive back Richard Sherman. Winovich paid off the school lunch debt for the kids attending his old high school, Thomas Jefferson High School, which is located a little outside of Pittsburgh. He paid off the debts for all the kids that are attending there who are on subsidized lunches. And this is a guy, Bob, that has been doing great things even before he got into the NFL, into the league. Prior to his rookie year, and he played his college ball at Michigan. While he was there back in 2017, he partnered with the Chad Tuff Foundation to raise money for pediatric brain tumor research, an initiative that foundation had put together. And the Chad Tuff Foundation is a place where they raise money for pediatric brain cancer for the research around that. And it's named in honor of Chad Carr, who happens to be the grandson of former Michigan head coach Lloyd Carr. Chad was a kid diagnosed with inoperable brain cancer back in 2014. We lost him just a year later at the age of 5 years old. Well, Winovich heard about the foundation, obviously through Lloyd Carr and Michigan, dyed his hair orange for the Outback Bowl in 2017 and helped raise $15,000 for the foundation, again, as a senior in college. Now doing great things, continuing to do great things, helping kids back in his old hometown and staying involved with that foundation. So kudos to Chad Winovich. Chase Winovich, I should say. Chase is a rookie defensive end for the New England Patriots. He's out there making a difference in lots of different communities. I thought that was a really great thing, Bob.
Oh, yeah, it really is, Chris. You see these guys on the field giving it their all, but, you know, we don't publicize what they're doing off it. And Winovich is one of those high energy guys if you see him play. So it's amazing he has any energy left to do what he does. So thanks for bringing that up. And again, it's the best segment of the show.
Yeah, it is. And that's the thing we love most about doing it is we say all the time, we hear too much about the knucklehead stuff that people do that are out there in the media. We don't hear enough about the great things guys do. And guys, as you can see, we're doing two stories every single week. And all the Walter Payton Award for the Man of the Year, Bob, that you bring up all the time. There's guys doing 100 times more great things than they are dumb. But unfortunately, the amount of coverage is flipped. And we spend too much time talking about people like Antonio Brown and not enough time talking about guys like these two. So that's why we love doing this segment. All right, time to put a bow on this edition of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our thanks again to JT Thomas, Tony Collins, Ross Greenberg, and Don Beebe for joining us. And as always, Bob, such a thrill getting to do this show and to spend time with you, my friend.
Same to you, Chris. Again, a great way to start the new year. And weren't those guys terrific tonight? It was just amazing how they keep coming back and we keep getting new stories. So, again, I know we'll do this again in 2 weeks from now, correct?
That's right. Next week, we'll be taking the week off. I'll be celebrating my daughter's 22nd birthday. January 9th is her 22nd birthday. So we'll be off doing that. But we'll be back here with you on Thursday, January the 16th, with a tremendous show in store for you. Joining us that night, we're going to have Kurt Wooten. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Kurt, and for Steeler fans, I'm sure you guys all know who I'm talking about. Kurt does a character, Pittsburgh Dad, which is very funny. I love his videos and been a huge fan for years. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go on YouTube and just search for Pittsburgh Dad. And check out all of those videos. You're going to get a real kick out of it. Again, particularly if you're a Steeler fan. But he does a great job with that. And really excited to have Kurt as part of the show. We're also going to be joined by John Oates. And yes, that John Oates of Hall & Oates. Really looking forward to having John as part of the show. He's a football fan and want to talk to him, obviously, about his wonderful musical career. But sprinkle in there some sports stories here, some of the things that who his teams are, who he's rooting for, and that sort of thing. Hear what 2020 has on tap for he and Daryl Hall. So excited to have John Oates as part of the show. And then we'll finish it up with our good friend, Dr. Jen Welter. It's been a little while since we've had Jen as part of the show, so looking forward to catching up with her. Plus, of course, Tony Collins will be here with our five-star picks of the week. So an outstanding night coming for you on Thursday, January the 16th. We hope you'll come back and be a part of it with us. We talk about where you can follow everyone else on social media. Well, how can you follow us? Well, on Twitter and Instagram, you can follow me at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari, and the show is at TNT Podcast. Plus, visit us on Facebook. Both Bob and I have our own Facebook pages there as well, and we have a page for Thursday Night Tailgate, so give us a like. That's very important to us. Please also check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you're going to be able to stay up to date with what our guest schedule looks like. Plus, we have all of our shows. We link back to our page from Thursday Night Tailgate back to our page on Podbean. So you can listen to any of our archive episodes from there. And please download the Podbean app and take us with you everywhere you go on your mobile phone. Plus, if you just happen to love podcasts, they've got tons of them all across different genres. Very, very good podcasts that you're going to enjoy as well. So they've got great football ones. They've got great golf ones. Next on the tee, our golf show. Please check out that. And then, like I say, across all genres, Podbean is the place to go. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Okay, Chris. It sounds like a great show in 2 weeks. And again, happy birthday to your daughter. And we also want to thank our great announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the terrific job he always does with our intro and ads. We also want to thank Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. And on behalf of myself and Chris, we want to thank everyone tonight for listening. We appreciate you the very most. Until 2 weeks from now, good night, Kevin, and good night, Terry. We miss you guys.
Coming down the mountain, I take a breath of sand. Can't tell the day or time, but I know this day will.